I swear to God, Maggie, I can always spot them in a crowd. They're not that easy to figure out. It's really quite simple. Well, let me show you. Okay, take a look around the bar. That man, he's flirting with that woman and touching her at the waist and clearly very engaged in their conversation. He's not one. And that black man over there with the rippling chest and the shaved head. Oh, he was totally checking us out when we walked into the bar. And even that dweeby business guy over there that keeps looking at your ass, he's not one. But give it a minute. There's always one in a room. Ah! In the corner. Right over there. Now, look at him. That one. He can't keep his eyes off of your satin blouse. No, he's not looking at your tits. Watch him. See what happens when a woman walks in the room wearing gorgeous high heels or boots. See the slightly effeminate way that he holds himself? No, I know, he looks like a regular guy, but... Okay, now look. See that woman in the sweater dress and those gorgeous tights? He can't keep his eyes off those tights. No, he's not looking at her legs, I swear to you. Now, keep looking. Okay. Do you see how excited he gets when he sees a beautiful woman's dress? He is not looking at her knockers. No. Order me another drink, sweetheart. I'm gonna go talk to him. Hey. I couldn't help but notice that you sure do appreciate a pretty dress. And you just can't keep your eyes off a satin blouse, can you? Oh, who could blame you? And I notice the way your posture changes when you see a good-looking pair of heels. Oh, you're blushing, aren't you? Come on over here, Sarah. I want you to meet my new friend. Yes, this is... Oh, it doesn't really matter what your name is anyway. I know what you are. Sarah, this is Sissy. Oh, Sissy, why are you covering your face like that? Oh, come on. I could spot you a mile away. You're not checking out women here. You're here to look at all the beautiful satin blouses, tights, boots, heels, and sexy women's dresses, aren't you? What, silent? Oh, I can read you like a book, Sissy. Show me your underwear. No one's going to see. We're just in a little corner of the bar here. This booth is dark anyway. Scoot over, sissy. Come over here, Sarah. Here, I'll just reach over and undo your pants. You don't mind if I just pull your boxers up a little bit, do you? Oh, why are you trying to squirm away, sissy boy? Here we are. See this pink lacy strap? These aren't boxers. These are frilly satin panties. Guess what, sissy? Sarah was just talking about how she wanted a castrated sissy slave to be her little handmaiden and housemaid. Oh, you're just the type. Oh, don't look so bashful, little sissy whore. You know what you are. And good thing for you, my beautiful friend Sarah here is a veterinarian. Why, she shares a practice with one of our girlfriends just up the road. Oh, you look simply mortified, sissy boy. Why is that? If I'm no sissy boys, I know that you've been dreaming of this day forever, haven't you, sissy boy? Well, I'm pleased to inform you that today is the beginning of your life as a castrated sissy maid whore. See, you'll no longer have to sit in dark corners and admire women's clothing from a distance, because you'll be wearing the clothing from now on. Isn't that right, Sarah? Yes, I'll show you just how to train her. Come on, sissy. You're going to walk very calmly out to the car. Don't you scream, or I'll stick you with this knife. Can you feel it, sissy? Can you feel it pressing up against your testicles under the table? Not that you'd care if I just sliced him off right now, would you? No, you'd like that. Look, Sarah. She has a little sissy clitty heart on. Well, in fact, her sissy clitty is completely soaked. Look, the front of her slacks are damp. Her panties must be a mess. All right, sissy. Follow us out. And don't make any sudden movements. Get out of the car, sissy. Walk over there in front of us. The barn. Very good. Now, walk on into the examination room. Very good, sissy. Now take off all these useless boy clothes. You're no man. You have no right to wear slacks or a button-down shirt, or a t-shirt for that matter. Open the closet up, Sarah. This is what she'll be wearing from now on. A frilly, shiny, pink satin dress with layers upon layers of petticoats and glossy white tights. Oh, and pick up the ballet heels. We wouldn't want you to get away, now would we? Aren't they beautiful? White, patent leather, 7-inch ballet heels? Yes. My favorite part is that little silver lock. See the locket around Sarah's neck? She'll be the key holder from now on. We wouldn't want our precious little sissy horn to run away, now would we? Sarah, fasten her feet to this examination table. I'll get her hands. She's so weak. It's not as though she could get away from us anyway. Here, give me the chloroform. Sissy, I want you to count back from 10. And when you wake up, you'll be in Sarah's house, ready to begin your new life as a frilly, castrated, sissy whore. 10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, sissy girl. Sissy girl, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Do you like your new bedroom? Oh, I bet you go crazy for the little pink rosebuds on the wallpaper. And this beautiful white little girl furniture. Are you sore, sweetiekins? You should be. Right, Sarah? Sarah sliced out your balls. And now, you're a eunuch. A little transsexual sissy whore. You've gotten your first injection of female hormones, and you'll start to feel the effects soon. Now, let's get her dressed. Is she still bound to the bed? Oh, good. Sarah, you can attend to these wounds while I do her makeup. Now, Sissy, it's very, very important. Hold this hand mirror. I want you to watch me. Don't you cry! Straighten up, Sissy. This is the beginning of your new life. The first thing we do when we do a sissy makeup is to take a light color of eyeshadow like this white frosty one and sweep it over each eyelid. Look at that. Isn't that gorgeous, Sissy? Doesn't that just make your eyes pop? And then something nice and whorish like this blue frost right over your eyelid. Gorgeous. And these false eyelashes, why, you just need the smallest amount of glue, just like this sissy along the black band, and press them as close to your eyelid as possible. We'll add some dark blue eyeliner from the corner of your eye out to the far corner of your eye, from inner to outer corner, and some pink blush. You already have good skin, sissy, but we'll just use a little bit of this corrective fluid for faces to hide some of that 5 o'clock shadow. Oh, don't worry, sissy. You'll have electrolysis and then you won't have to worry about shaving ever again. And lastly, the lip gloss. Barbie pink lip gloss. You just dip your brush in the pot and fill in your lips from the center out in the shape of a little Cupid's bow. Beautiful. Now let's get her dressed. First things first. Let's get her unhandcuffed. Stand up, sissy. Step into these frilly panties. Don't you see they have a little fuck hole in the back, in case one of us should decide it's time to bend you over and use you. Wonderful. Now, the petticoat. Look at all these delicious layers. Aren't they gorgeous? Oh, it's going to feel so nice against your skin, sissy. Oh, now don't forget the tights. Beautiful white tights. Perfect for a little sissy girl. Be very careful. They're very shiny and glossy, and I'd hate for you to tear them. Good girl, sissy. Pull them right up around your hips. It'll be good for your little correction to have some compression. Oh, very nice, little sissy. Now, the pink satin dress. Arms over your head, sissy. Oh, look, her nipples are already puffy. This is a very good sign, Sarah. She's taking to the treatment extremely well. Yes, pull the dress over her head. Very good. Very good. Oh, look at you, sissy. You look amazing. Now, bring me the necklace. Yes, open up the clamshell box, Sarah, so sissy can see what her new necklace says. Well, it is a collar. A locking, frilly Victorian lace collar. Do you see the tag inside? The tag says, Sissy Slut, property of Mistress Sarah. That's right, sissy, you belong to Mistress Sarah now. Oh, look at the adoration in Mistress Sarah's eyes as she slips on your white patent leather ballet heels. You're going to be completely hobbled. Did you notice anything special about those heels, sissy? They're impossible to walk in. The heel of the shoe is about 7 inches long, and the tip of the toe is just a couple inches away from the heel. You are going to be crippled, sissy. Perpetually bent over, except for when Mistress Sarah unlocks you to do chores, service our friends, or any number of tasks that she'll use you for. Now, bend over, sissy, because I've got a strap on, and I can't wait to test out that brand new sissy hole.